Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I experienced post-traumatic stress disorder. I was in my early 20s, and like I said, I had we actually had two small children at the time. And it was just a beautiful afternoon. I put the kids down for a nap and laid down on the floor to read a book, Mozart in the background, and suddenly I just started seeing pictures of what happened in the classroom that day. I was just crying and bracing against it and beating the floor. And I was crying out, just like David did in Psalm 22. And I was like, God, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of being afraid. And I make this go away. I felt like my mind was breaking into pieces, just shattering. And then it was like a whisper, a God whisper across my whole the whole room, I feel like. And it was a verse from what Will had preached earlier in the week. And the verse is, and it's Psalm 22:3, yet you are holy. And that's what David cried out to God. He was honest in verse 1 and 2, and he was doing what I did. He was crying out and saying, you know, I call out to you by day and by night, and you don't hear my prayers. And then he has this declaration, yet you are holy. And I heard that. Literally, I feel like it was a God whisper, and suddenly it crashed into my reality, and I was like, can you be holy, God, when I saw that horrible thing, and this person that I love died, and this family got wrecked over what happened, and can you be holy when I've become this anxious mother, and I don't feel like I can trust anybody because I'm worried that my kids are going to get hurt, and I'm worried Will's going to get hurt, and I'm worried I'm going to get hurt. I mean, can you be holy in all this? Can you possibly be holy? And I finally just was like, okay, God, you're holy. You're holy. I don't get it. I don't even feel it right now, but you're holy. You're holy over everything that I was, everything that I saw, everything that I become. And if you can do something with this mess of my life, then you really are holy. And it was like a breaking point. It was like God stepped in because he wasn't willing to let fear take me down. And he had to do it in a dramatic way. And I needed to revisit those memories. I needed to regrieve. I think post-traumatic stress, at least in my situation, was an opportunity to regrieve what happened. And it was God saying, you know, we're not done here yet. I know you tried to push that down and make it go away, but we're not done yet. And post-traumatic stress and that verse streaming through my existence that day started this just amazing process of healing and this turning point for me that without it, Susie, I would not be a healthy person right now. I can't even imagine what I would be if God had not been the faithful husband that he is and broken and just said, no longer with this fear addiction, this fear affair, I like to call it, you're mine, and you're coming back to me.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.